Not that long ago, Main Street was where people gathered to talk politics. Today, much of the conversation is found electronically. But in downtown Danville, first-person politics is still practiced. Brenda Willoughby heads the Heart of Danville Main Street program.
You won't see vacant buildings. You will see artwork and flags and ribbons. And we're encouraging all the residents in the surrounding and in the businesses to do window displays.
Willoughby says Danville businesses are providing the funds and citizens the muscle as they spruce up the downtown. Just a few feet away is Carmel Creations. Inside, at the back of the store, Beth King busily stirs a caramel mixture warming on the top of a stove.
It was my grandmother's recipe, and we used to give it for Christmas gifts all the time. And so a few years ago, we decided to turn it into our own company. So we make her caramel candies, and then we also, let me not burn you, we make caramel corn, which is what I'm making now.
King and her family have been making a lot of caramel corn. Center College has hired Carmel Creations to produce 1,500 small bags of caramel corn for the media.
Since we make every bit by hand, there's no machines. It's all what you're seeing here. So it takes quite a few man hours.
Next door on Main Street is Thoroughbred Threads. Owner Marty Sullivan says his store opened 11 years ago, soon after Center hosted its first vice presidential debate. Sullivan's crew worked last week filling orders for embroidery and silk screens.
We're doing t-shirts for the convention bureau. We're printing the fronts, and then we're going to put the convention, the Danville logo, Better in Danville, on the back of these shirts. So we're running these. They need these. These are for the volunteers that are going to be staffing the hotels in town and greeting people as they come in.
Sullivan says they do the vast majority of their business in the last 6 months of the year during football and basketball seasons. So, with the debate coming this October, he shifted their work schedule and production strategy.
I know we've had to put several things on the back burner. Recently, for example, we just got the license for UK, U of L, Eastern, and Western apparel. And we've really only been able to touch that. We'll get into that more in a couple of weeks.
A few blocks away at Center College, there are also new additions. Security for this debate is much tighter than it was in 2000 when Center hosted its first debate. There are more concrete barriers and fences. With the vice president in town, assistant to the president, Clarence Wyatt at Center, says security must be tighter.
This time we have an incumbent office holder. We have a sitting vice president this time. It was an open seat in 2000, so that brings its own issues regarding security. So it is it's a different circumstance now. Like most everything else, it's more complex, but like everything else, we're very confident it's going to work.
The concrete sections along with chain link security fencing will come down, probably by the weekend. But college officials and downtown merchants alike hope visitors this week will come back and take in a little more Central Kentucky hospitality. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Stu Johnson.